Light and peace in Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let all things now living a song of thanksgiving to God our Creator triumphantly raise, who fashioned and made us, protected and stayed us, who guideth us unto the end of our days. God's banners are o'er us, God's light goes before us, a pillar of fire shining forth in the night, till shadows have vanished and darkness is banished, as forward we travel from light into light. The law God enforces, the stars in their courses, and sun in his orbit obediently shine. The hills and the mountains, the rivers and fountains, the deeps of the ocean proclaim God divine. We too should be voicing our love and rejoicing with glad adoration, a song let us raise, till all things now living unite in thanksgiving to God in the highest, hosanna and praise. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge that you are Adonai. All creation worships you, the source, guide, and goal of all that is. We praise you, O God, the Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God, and the authority of your anointed one. For the accuser of the saints is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. We praise you, O God. We acknowledge that you are Adonai. All creation worships you, the source, guide, and goal of all that is.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Realize that you were ransomed from your futile conduct, handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. He was known before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the final time for you, who through him believe in God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified yourselves by obedience to the truth for sincere mutual love, love one another intensely from a pure heart. You have been born anew, not from perishable, but from imperishable seed, through the living and abiding Word of God. Thanks be to God.
As for you, the blood will be a sign. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. As for you, the blood will be a sign. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. You were ransomed with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. As for you, the blood will be a sign. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. For my name you will be brought before kings and governors. Do not worry about what you will say. I myself will give you words and wisdom. Alleluia. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. For my name you will be brought before kings and governors. Do not worry about what you will say. I myself will give you words and wisdom. Alleluia.
For for all who study and explore the beauty and wonder of birds, fish, and all that lives in the sea. For those whose lives and livelihoods involve fish and other forms of sea life, especially those striving to preserve endangered species through the development of sustainable fishing practices, and to improve and restore oceans, seas, rivers, lakes, and ponds. For those whose lives and livelihoods involve poultry and other birds, especially those striving to develop sustainably integrated practices and to improve and restore their natural habitat. For all who are deprived by modern lifestyles and urban jungles from experiencing the incredible beauty, diversity, liveliness, and songs of the birds. For all the sea creatures and winged birds themselves, whose praise of God that has been sounding for hundreds of millions of years is threatened with extinction by the human destruction of their habitats and the toxins produced by consumerism and greed.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
God of the sea and sky, as we celebrate the fifth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonder and beauty of all the creatures that you have made, for each one of them reveal something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us a profound sensitivity to your presence in all of creation, and awareness that it is in you that we and all creation live and move and have our being. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and invites all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of the cosmos bless us with reverence, wonder, and awe. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin most kind, our Mother Mary.